with tuberculosis right now at this point, have we just about wiped it out, or we still get some strange cases of it, don't we?
Yeah, no, we have a ton of tuberculosis. As I said, around the world, 8.5 million new active cases were diagnosed last year, every year.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Well, tell me about the strange one about the plane trip.
Oh, everyone loves that story. There was a woman, and she, if they ever would make a movie out of my book, then I would say that would be part of it. So when the Wind Germs movie, when the Wind Germs travel movie comes out,
they may do that.
It will have this woman who was a young woman from Seoul who did have TB but thought it was treated. She had it treated a couple of times. Then she wanted to visit her family in Baltimore, Maryland. So she took a very lengthy flight that had stops. It was Seoul to Honolulu to Chicago to Baltimore. And so, and a few of those flights were more than 8 hours. Now with TB, it's not as easy to contract TB as it is, say, influenza. Influenza, if you know, someone sneezes on you and you inhale those germs, you'll probably get flu. TB, you have to be breathing the germs from somebody who is sick and coughing for at least 8 or more hours in a small room.
That long, okay.
But an airplane fits that criteria pretty well if you're going across an ocean.
And it gets into the ventilator.
Yeah, and it's recirculated air. I mean, it's a pressurized cabin, but they're not taking on new air at 25,000 feet. So this woman actually did indeed have raging TB. She was coughing the whole time. By the end of the flight, she was even coughing up blood, which means...
Oh, how'd you like to be sitting next to her?
Yeah. And there was one guy who was saying, you know, her handkerchief was turning from white to bright red. And it gets even grosser. Bright red blood, by the way, means it's arterial. And it's a sign that the germs have eroded so much of the lung that it's gotten to the arterioles of blood vessels. So she was very sick, and she turned out to have drug-resistant tuberculosis. She ultimately died about a week after they admitted her to the hospital. Quick death. But when the epidemiologist started case tracing and going backwards from the flights and the seat numbers and all that, they found that 29 people that had sat most closely to her got that strain of tuberculosis. Mm.
Did any of those die, do you know?
A few did die, but many of them are still being treated. And that was 1996. And it was reported in, the New England Journal of Medicine and made world events. And, TB might be, that's the doomsday scenario that you have TB coming over. But SARS did indeed fly over from, Hong Kong or wherever to Toronto last year. So it is very possible that airplanes could be vectors.
Well, now, I'll tell you what concerns me. You know, we have already on this planet the sick-minded terrorists who will blow themselves up for what they believe to be their own ideology. Who's to say that they won't, inject someone with smallpox or some other disease, put him on a plane and let him cough and wheeze his way all over the place?
Oh, yeah, and you could come up with other theories, similar or not even... why not have somebody go into a shopping mall or a football stadium?
Just sick.
So, I mean, it gets really very scary when you think of a suicide bomber who used microbes instead of bombs.
Why aren't they doing that? I mean, surely they have thought about it.
Yeah. Well, it's not so easy and it's not so predictable. For example, you don't know how many people are necessarily going to get sick. Will your suicide bomber die before he gets enough people sick or she gets enough people sick? It's also, you need some technology as well, but it's certainly not out of the question. I'm sure somebody in some terrorist group has thought about it.